Quizzes and tests remain authentic and effective assessment strategies in today's classroom. As with any assessment, though, the quiz or test must be reliable and valid. Reliability refers to an assessment producing consistent results with the same or similar student groups. Validity refers to an assessment which measures what it is intended to measure. If both of these criteria are met, then the assessment can be deemed authentic and effective. Cheating on quizzes and tests is possible, but in no way does cheating act as judge and jury on the authenticity and effectiveness of the assessment. The creator of the quiz or test has a range of strategies available to retard the occurrence of cheating. First, get to know your students as soon as possible. Learn their names and become familiar with their ability and work. Show them respect and let them see this consistently from one class to the next. Second, communicate clear expectations and curricular activities to all students and parents. Ensure everyone knows what is expected as well as what is coming. Avoid pop quizzes and all other pops. No one enjoys these kind of surprises. Third, write questions which require application, analysis, synthesis, and evaluation level thinking. Since students will have to utilize what they have learned, they are less likely to benefit from cheating. Fourth, using the technology available, create multiple versions of quizzes and tests. Let your students know you have done this. The guiding principle here, instead of trying to catch your students being bad, help them make a good choice. Fifth, if cheating occurs, discipline appropriately and move on. In my classes, I allow my students to use their notebooks on quizzes and tests. Has cheating occurred? Possibly, but since my quizzes and tests reflect the work we have done, I have not given the students a reason to cheat. What I have observed, though, is students do not do the work. They expect a golden handshake at the end of the quarter to make up for their poor work ethic. Since I do not accept late work or give extra credit, the golden handshake never comes.